Good day. My name is Nikki, and I'll be your event specialist today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the web conference for AEP Ohio Competitive Bidding Process Auction. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise, and please note that today's conference is being recorded. You can ask questions throughout the presentation. Locate the Q&A on the right-hand side of your screen, select all panelists in the Send To box, type in your question, and click Send to submit. We will address questions as time permits in the middle and towards the end of the presentation. If you experience any technical difficulties during today's presentation, press star zero on your telephone keypad to be connected with an operator. You can also use the chat panel to communicate an issue directly to me. At this time, I would like to turn today's program over to Benjamin Chi from NERA. Ben, you may begin.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to today's visitor information webcast. For today's webcast, this is about the November 2016 auction. Again, my name is Benjamin Chi with NERA Economic Consulting. Presenting with me is Dr. Chantal Lacasse, also with NERA. NERA is the auction manager that manages this competitive bidding process. With us today is also representatives from AEP Ohio. I'll start on slide one here with a disclaimer. This process, this competitive bidding process, is a process that has been approved by the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio, and the governing documents include the PUCO's decision in the case. The case number is provided here for your reference, 132385 ELSSO, that relates to AEP Ohio's Third Electric Security Plan, or ESP3. The governing documents also include documents that were filed in the proceeding in the case, and the documents include here the bidding rules for the auction, or what we call the CBP rules. It includes the standard agreement, also known as the Master Standard Service Offer Supply Agreement, the rules and protocols for participation by associated bidders, as well as the Part 1 and Part 2 applications. These are the governing documents, and any statements that we make here or describe are summaries only, and they are qualified in their entirety by reference to such governing documents. You can find all of these documents on the AEP Ohio CBP website, and the website address is provided here at the bottom of this slide. It is simply aepohiocbp.com, one word, aepohiocbp.com. At the end of this webcast, you also find this presentation as well as the audio recording and any Q&As that are made on this call to be provided on the website as well. One other housekeeping item I will cover here is the you will have two points in time that you can ask questions at the middle of the presentation and towards the end of the presentation, and we'll give instructions at that point in time. The CBP website is a central source of information for this procurement or this auction, and the links are provided here. You'll find here on slide two a screenshot of the site, the Contact Us and registration site. This is a place where you can sign up for email alerts. It's also a place where you can ask your questions. And we have an FAQ process in place where all questions that you ask will be answered by us in writing back to you via email and then posted to the FAQ site on the auction website. There is also an online application process, which I will explain later, and the first step is to get an application account. And to do so, you can find a link on the AEP Ohio CBP site. Towards the left navigation bar, click on Contact Us, and there should be a link at the bottom that points you to register for an application account. So as I have mentioned, the role of the auction manager is NERA. NERA is the auction manager. We are the main point of contact and interface with bidders. All communication should be directed to us, and this will ensure that any communication that is provided for purposes of the auction is through a single source, NERA, and it is provided fairly to all bidders. Information that we provide to any bidder is provided to all bidders through the CBP website. This will also ensure that the CBP rules, as approved by the Commission, are followed, will allow us to make sure that bidder qualifications are evaluated fairly and equitably. We will conduct the auction and we will present the results to the Commission. So again, the main takeaway is NERA is the main interface that coordinates the communication between the bidders, as well as will communicate the results to the Commission and AEP Ohio throughout this auction process. For today's agenda, we have five parts. The first two parts of this agenda, we will provide you an overview of the auction. We will, at a very high level, walk you through the products of the auction, what we are procuring through this auction, as well as the terms of the contract, the key credit terms, as well as the key contract terms. Then we will pause for a short time to ask for you to ask questions before we proceed to the practical aspects of this process. We'll explain what the process is about, what the requirements are, how to participate, when things are due to us. And then we will cover the latter part of this presentation on what bidding looks like in the auction, as well as a description of what is available on the CBP website. So to ask a question, you can do so by locating the Q&A box on the right side of the screen. Select all panelists in the Ask box, type in your question, and then click Send. Again, we will stop in the middle of the presentation and the end of the presentation. These are the instructions here provided for you. We'll repeat these instructions again when the time comes to ask questions. But you can certainly do so throughout any point in this presentation. So we'll start off here with an overview on slide 7 to explain that the bidder webcast for today is specific to the November 2016 auction. This is the fifth of six, of a series of six full requirements auction. And we have held four auctions prior to this particular auction. And you will find these blue bars on the top of this graphical layout of the CBP process that will tell you when we are going out for auction. And the fifth auction is slated to be held in November of this year, and there will be a subsequent one in March of 2017. So in the first two auctions held in spring of 2015, we have procured these products, full requirements products, for 1, 2, and 3 year terms. And subsequent to that, from auction 3 through 6, we are basically procuring supply for contracts that are expiring on those dates, for those expiring contracts. So for this particular November 2016 auction, we are procuring supply that starts in June 1st of 2017. And the takeaway here is in this fifth auction that will take place in November, we are looking for a total of 17% of the SSO load. This is for a 12-month term that begins June of 2017 through May of 2018. There is a load cap. The load cap is set at 13 tranches that correspond to 13% of load, which is the maximum any bidder can bid and win in this November 2016 auction. And specifically, the date that we have scheduled for the auction to take place is November 7. You may have seen a tentative schedule prior to the start of this auction process, but just take note the date has since been set that is different from the tentative schedule that we have posted months ago, and the official date is November 7 for the auction start. For those returning bidders that are coming back, just two quick high-level information for you up front. The first, for this November 2016 auction, there will be no additional pre-bid security that is required. There will still be a minimum pre-bid security that is due with your Part 2 application. It is set at $500,000 per tranche, but there will not be a need for additional pre-bid security, either in increased amounts of cash or letters of credit. We will not need any letters of reference or letters to provide of intent to provide a guarantee. The second takeaway for returning bidders is that we will be having or featuring a new and improved platform to take your Part 1 and Part 2 applications, and we will go over some of these details in the latter part of this presentation. But the information that you're used to in the past as you log in into the application website will more or less look the same, but it is on a new and improved platform. And instructions will follow closer to the Part 1, the start of the Part 1 window. Here we have a slide that talks about the results from the last auction. This is auction number 4. And in that auction, we have a total of 15 bidders that have registered in that auction. That auction proceeded on through 14 rounds. The starting price of the auction was set at between $70 per megawatt hour and $90 per megawatt hour. And through those 14 rounds, it has cleared at an auction clearing price of $46.24. That auction was held on March 29. It was featuring 17 tranches for a 24-month term that starts or that have started on June 1, 2016 through May 31, 2018. In terms of the product that we are soliciting through these auctions, it's the same in this fifth auction. This is featuring a load following product, and in particular, a load following full requirements product. Here, what we are after when I say it's a load following product, we mean that you will be following the load of SSO customers. You'll be supplying to serve a portion of that. The load of SSO customers are divided into tranches, and each tranche is associated with a percent of the load. And SSO customers are basically customers who take retail generation from AEP Ohio, meaning they are not shopping customers. And for purposes of the contract, it also excludes PIP customers, or what we call the percentage of income payment plan customers. This didn't used to be the case in the first three auctions, but starting with the fourth auction going forward, all PIP customers' load are excluded in the ongoing contracts now for retail supply for SSO customers. So here, again, under the SSO supply agreement, it will exclude the load of PIP customers. And where we say this product is for a slice of system, what we mean here is that you're not bidding on the residential customer's load, you're not bidding on the commercial customer's load, you're really bidding on a slice of the load of SSO customers, excluding PIP customers. This product requires physical delivery to the PGM delivery point, and we have provided the P-Node ID here. For your reference, it is 12693646670. This is provided here for your reference, but basically to let you know that we are looking for physical delivery into the delivery point. And you will bear the LSE responsibility. This includes scheduling the SSO supply and making arrangement for delivery to the delivery point. For this auction that will take place on November 7. Again, these are the highlights of this coming auction. It's for a 12-month term that starts June 1, 2017 through May 31, 2018. We're looking for a total of 17 tranches, with each tranche corresponding to 1% of the SSO customer's load. There is a load cap in place, as I've mentioned. That means that no bidder can bid more than 13 tranches in all for this auction. The auction is going to proceed in a clock format, in a descending clock format, and it will feature multiple tranches of a single term. And more precisely, what we mean by that is that we're going to feature a total of 17 tranches for a single 12-month term that begins June 1st of 2017 through May 31st of 2018. In a clock auction, you do not name a price, but you name a quantity. So the way it proceeds is that each round, the auction manager will announce a price, and that is known as the going price. At that going price, you, the bidders, will state how many tranches you want to supply at that price. And if at the end of that round, there are more bids that are received than tranches needed, this is the situation where we will call where there is excess supply. And if there is excess supply, we will proceed to the next round, and the price will tick down. We will announce the price, and at that point in the second round, you will again name a number of tranches that you want to supply at that round, at that going price. And we will proceed round by round until there is no longer excess supply, and that is when the auction will stop and the auction clearing price will be determined. There will be no seal bid round in this auction format, and along the way, as you withdraw your tranches, you will also provide exit prices. And the auction will establish one price at the end, and it will have a single clearing price that will apply to all bidders, all winners in the auction. This is another announcement that I have to make on this slide 13. The minimum starting price and the maximum starting price are provided at the top of this slide 13. It is set between a minimum starting price of $70 per megawatt hour and a maximum of $90 per megawatt hour. This is the same range that we have in the fourth auction. Two things to note in this announcement of minimum and maximum starting prices. The first is that the round one price of the auction, the actual round one price where we start the auction, will begin somewhere in between this range. Inclusive of this range, it could start between $70 and $90 per megawatt hour, but will not be outside of this range. The second takeaway you should notice that in the Part 2 application that I will talk about later on in this presentation, you have to provide an indicative offer and also provide a pre-bid security that corresponds to the amount of your indicative offer at the maximum starting price. That is basically how much you're willing to supply at the maximum starting price of $90 per megawatt hour. That maximum starting price that you will name your indicative offer will then set what we call your initial eligibility in the auction. And from that point onwards, round by round in the auction, you cannot bid more than what you have stated in as your eligibility in the auction. And for round one, that will be determined by your indicative offer at this maximum starting price. We're also providing here the PLC as well as a megawatt measure. Currently, the megawatt measure is set at 24.32 megawatts. This megawatt measure is based on a PLC of 2,432 megawatts, and this is based on the 5CP coincidental peaks experienced in PJM in 2015 for SSO customers, meaning for non-shopping customers only. And in particular, one thing to flag for you as well, as I had mentioned early on, starting from the fourth auction onwards, the load of PIP customers are no longer included as part of SSO load under the contract. And so the megawatt measure of 24.32 megawatts here that you see is not only for SSO customers only, but more precisely, it reflects the weighted average of megawatt measure that is applicable to the first three auctions that includes PIP load, as well as the megawatt measure in the last three auctions that provide supply without PIP load, just for SSO customers. We will provide an FAQ on the website as well that provides the details of how we calculate this megawatt measure. Here on slide 14, basically, we are announcing the fact that the seasonal factors under the contract to be applied in the contract is a factor of 1. Effectively, you'll be paid the auction clearing price given that the seasonal factors is set at 1. Under the CBP rules, we have an opportunity to update the seasonal factors, but at this point, it is expected that the seasonal factors to be applied in this contract will be set at 1, and there will be no adjustment to the payment, and the payment will be based simply on your auction clearing price. Here we have a key slide on the calendar of events. There is a two-part process, application process, before you can participate in the auction. Part 1 is for you to submit information and materials to meet the qualification requirements of the auction process. You submit materials to become a qualified bidder. And the window to submit these materials is an online process where you will submit your materials, and you can do so starting on September 6th. The last time in which you can hit submit on the online application website is by noon on Friday, September 23rd. After that point in time, the bidders that are successful through this part one process will be notified by us, and you will have the status of as a qualified bidder. Qualified bidders will then submit a part two proposal where you can then provide additional certifications as well as your pre-bid security. The window for doing so is between September 30th and October 20th, and the part two date is by noon on October 20th. Registered bidders will be notified of their status on the part two notification date, that's on 27th of October. The trial auction for you to practice all aspects of the submission of bids through the online platform is on the 28th of October. And the auction itself will start on the 7th of November. After this point in time, again, key highlights, you'll find it on the right. The part one the part one window begins on September 6th. That is when bidders will have access to the online account. And announcements that you should expect from us is a confirmation of the tranche target, the tranche size, the megawatt measure, and the range of starting price. And that will occur no later than August 22nd. As I mentioned, the seasonal factors are expected to be 1, and the megawatt measure I have provided to you in a prior slide. If there are any changes that are to be made, we will update and make that announcement no later than October 14. And the start of the starting price, or what we call the round one price for the start of the auction, will be announced to registered bidders on November 1st. So a little bit more details on the application process. Again, this is an online process. It's a two-part process. Everything that you do is going to be online. And for the part one application, the timeline is provided September 6th to the 23rd. Here you will provide information on the online form. You also find what we call these inserts, where you will download them and in some cases require you to sign them, but all of them, you just need to print them, complete them, scan them, and then re-upload them to the online website. The website itself, the application website itself, will also allow you to upload any required supporting documents, including any financial statements. The Part 2 process is for qualified bidders to submit a Part 2 application to become a registered bidder. The window, again, is September 30th to October 20th. And the way it works is very similar to the Part 1 application process. There will be information that you will fill out on the form. This includes an indicative offer, and then there will be inserts that you will have to download, complete, print, sign, scan, and upload back to the online application website. At that point, by the Part 2 date, you will also have to provide us a pre-bid letter of credit or cash to support your indicative offer, as I've mentioned, tied to your maximum starting price. So, in short, the entire application process is an online process. There will be at no point in time a requirement for wet signatures. And the only item that is not done through the online application website is the receipt of your pre-bid letter of credit or cash to AP Ohio's account prior to submission of bids on the auction software platform. In terms of the post-auction process, once the auction has closed, the auction manager will submit a confidential report on the same day to the commission, and the auction results are subject to the approval of the commission at that point. They will have a two-day window to review the results and to approve the auction results. If the commission does not act within this review window, then the auction results are deemed accepted. The other thing to note is that while we say here that the commission has a two-day review window, that they have to make a decision within 2 days, historically they have made their decision relatively promptly, within one business day from receipt of our confidential report. At that point, the commission may publicly release the auction clearing price and the names of winning bidders. You will have 3 days from the auction, from the commission acceptance of the results to fully execute the master SSO supply agreement, as well as to provide any creditworthiness requirements or fulfill them, including the submission of any guarantee to AEP Ohio that is acceptable to them. Over on this slide, slide 19, we will walk you through a few key elements of the product and the product design here. So this product, again, is a full requirements load following product. I will cover some aspects of both the full requirements aspects as well as the load following aspects throughout these next couple of slides. So first, SSO suppliers will assume all responsibility of a load serving entity before PJM. You will have, as I said, scheduling requirements under the contract, and you are responsible for providing full requirements service to serve the load of SSO customers that excludes PID customers, and you will bear all costs and responsibility that are associated with this. And for more details of the requirements and your obligations, we refer you to the Master SSO Supplier or Supply Agreement. And in that agreement, you will also find as Attachment F a sample PJM invoice that will distinguish for you the responsibilities for AP Ohio as the EDC, or Electric Distribution Company, and the responsibility for the SSO supplier. You'll find the term EDC in the sample PJM invoice that refers to AEP Ohio in this case. In terms of the full requirements aspect, what we mean by that is that you will be responsible to provide energy, capacity, ancillary services, certain transmission services as required by PJM, any other service required as a load-serving entity. And these, again, are covered in the Master SSO Supply Agreement. There are a couple of things that AEP Ohio will provide, including firm transmission service from the delivery point, as well as other FERC-approved non-market-based charges. AEP Ohio will also be responsible to provide for any renewable resource requirement. So here is a slide that is focused on the load following aspects of this product. So when we say it is a load following product, what we mean is that you'll be responsible for a slice of the load of SSO customers. SSO customers are generally customers that are non-shopping, that are still taking retail generation service from AEP Ohio, that have not switched to take service or retail service from a competitive retail electric service supplier or CREST supplier. This includes residential customers, but exclude PIP customers. It will include commercial and industrial customers, lighting customers, as well as any special contract customers. In terms of the credit requirements under the contract, there will be two credit requirements and two credit lines that will be associated with the credit requirement. So the way it works is that there will be these credit requirements in place. One credit requirement is known as the independent credit requirement on ICR, and the other is known as the mark-to-market. And the contract works as follows. AEP Ohio will grant to the credit provider, either the supplier, an unsecured credit, based on the credit provider's credit rating or tangible net worth. This is either the bidder or the guarantor. And the unsecured credit, any exposure that is beyond that, will be met with either cash or a letter of credit. If you're relying on a guarantor, then an acceptable guarantee must be provided to AEP Ohio first before unsecured credit can be granted to you. The independent credit requirement is basically a flat amount under the contract, and this is an amount on a per tranche basis that will decline throughout the term of the Master SSO Supply Agreement. The unsecured credit line that is associated with this is known as the independent credit threshold. The second requirement under the contract is known as the mark-to-market. This will be based on the price differences between the prevailing market price on the valuation date and the market price in effect when the market closed on the auction, when the auction is complete. So the difference, which is what we call a mark-to-market calculation methodology, will have a certain exposure calculation tied to that. And the unsecured credit that is granted based on your credit rating and tangible net worth for this purpose is known as the credit limit. And the form of guarantee as well as the performance assurance letter of credit form can be found in the Master SSO Supply Agreement. And with that, I will end this first part of this webcast.